If you haven't heard about Manuscrito, you've been hiding under a rock. This tequila right here is a new tequila coming out of really what is a new NAM 1643 El Sabino. This tequila, owned by three best friends, decided to come from Wisconsin down to Mexico and create a great tequila. They did a lot of searching and went to a lot of distilleries before they landed on El Sabino and Roberto Lopez. Then they hooked up with master distiller Oscar Vazquez to create what really is a fantastic tequila, blended together with some amazing traditional ways of making tequilas. And they're putting out a great tequila. And this, in the manuscript or manuscrito of this company and this business, this is chapter one. This is just their standard Blanco. It's coming in at 42.5 ABV. They also have a still strength, which is chapter two. Got a video about that coming up soon. And also have a video that came out this week where I interview Jake Taylor and he talks about the entire brand and how they came up with it and the stories behind it. So let's do a quick review and break down this Blanco. Gosh, on the nose of this, this is Highlands all day long. You get that earthiness, those minerals, that cooked agave. This is delicious smelling. You pick up some citrus as well? Let's dive in. Ready? Tons of minerality. I pick up that petrichor, that wet concrete taste. It's a little bit floral. You get a little bit of citrus and a lot of cooked agave. And then it heats up and gets really peppery in the finish. That finish just keeps on going. So it's got a great finish and a great flavor. This tequila, they're using Highland agaves. They're using a roller mill for extraction. They're using open, wild fermentation and then twice distilled. An amazing combination to make a great tequila from the Highlands. Let's hit that flavor one more time. Wow, it really has it all. This is a tequila to look for. I know they're available in Illinois and Wisconsin in stores, in location, on-premise and off-premise. But you also can purchase from their website. Put a link up here. Find the website. Check this one out. Don't just get chapter one. Get chapter one and two. And check out the video I've got coming up this Friday with Jake Taylor talking about the story of the tequila and also all of the chapters that they have coming out soon. Jake, I want to say thanks for the bottles. It was great talking to you last week, and I really look forward to our interview. In the comments, let me know, have you had Manuscrito, and what do you think about?